dumbbells, sit steady.
You're gonna get some sweet treat.
Yeah.
Team Awesome Inc.
When I think of the cool show,
well, I think
Team Awesome Inc.
That's right, people. It's Team Awesome Inc. Live. Mike Zimmer here, joined with, holy shit, we got three contestants on the show today. Oh my God, where is the hip hop air horn? Yeah! Oh my God, guys. We have got, in order of importance, Kelly Catlin, flautist, musician, poet laureate of our time.
Fuck you, Mike.
In order of second importance, we've got Christopher Erlandson with us, ladies and gentlemen. That's right.
Second
important. And as per usual, oh, by the way, Christopher Erlandson is a writer, director, producer. Check him out at The In-Between on Facebook, facebook.com/The In-Between. Kelly Catlin is a flautist, yes, and she's also a musical instructor. She's a musician. You can check out her information at...
I have a website, actually.
What's the website?
KellyCatlin.net, because I haven't gotten my .com together.
Yeah, .net.
.net. Oh, yeah. That's what we're talking about on the show today, people. And then, of course, we've got Armando Aranda. Hey, man.
We love you, Armando.
You son of a bitch. You showed up again when I asked for you to get here, and you showed up on time. How dare you?
That's right.
No, guys, this is a party show. We haven't done a show. This is the earliest show we've ever done on Team Awesome Inc. in 4 years. This is early for us.
Feels like
this. This is early, right? This is our morning show.
Oh, my God.
Okay, we're dealing with people in their 20s, some in their 30s, and it's the weekend. It's Saturday afternoon, so we're not used to being up this early on a Saturday afternoon.
Nope.
I'm not. And if I could sleep in, normally if I sleep in, I would on a Saturday. How are you guys doing? Kelly, you're a newbie on the show. Let's hear it for the noob, you guys. Let's hear it for Kelly coming all the way down to Brooklyn, to Brookline.
In Brookline.
NYC.
Is that how you pronounce it?
Yeah,
here.
Well, it's like, yeah, it's pretty, I mean, it's an excellent question. I mean, how new are you to New York City?
I am 3 months old to the city.
Oh, wow.
Essentially.
What? Fresh,
August?
Fresh off the plane. FOP. FOP. You're a FOP.
Okay.
Foppish gal.
I moved here in August, so.
Oh, right.
Fresh off the August plane.
Sweet. So, yeah. And how are you finding the city so far? I know you've only been 3 months in, but I mean, are you like, is this it? You're going to stick it out?
I'm in love with the city.
Yeah? It's working for you?
I actually am, though, yeah.
It's just
surprising. Most people hate it when they first
Where did
get
you
here.
Come from? Where'd you come from?
California.
California.
Yes, yes.
California. I'm familiar with the California. I hear marijuana is legal around them parts.
I hear that, too. That happened after I
Shut
left.
Shut up, Chris.
It's just the way you inverted the map. It's like New York City's at the top, and then the south is now California.
It's California.
Yeah, California.
California, yeah. Chris.
Got farms.
Shut up, Chris. Got, talking to Kelly.
Got Los Angeles.
Yeah, so how is Los Angeles, by the way?
Los Angeles is...
And San Fran. That's right, Chris.
Oh, wow.
He knows.
Just don't call California Cali.
No, I wouldn't.
In general. Okay.
No.
Please, don't.
I won't.
Okay.
Don't worry. Oh, my God. I don't want to upset you or anyone in the California...
I've noticed that, though. Everyone here does that.
Are you
everyone
sick of that
on
song?
Everyone on the East Coast does that.
California... Knows how to party. I can't legally sing the rest, cause copyright. Tupac and Dr. Dre.
Beautiful rendition.
Thank you, Chris. He gets it, and it was a beautiful rendition, Kelly. Thank you. Yeah, and I'm gonna get a point, even though I'm not competing. But guys, we got a really fun show planned for you today. We're gonna talk about fucked up news. That's right, what the shit news. We're doing it again. Popular segment that we haven't done for a while. We brought it back with Robert Acevedo, Bobby Aces, from improv guru and stand-up comedian. I'm giving you double guns at the camera if you can't see. Because of popular demand, we're doing what the shit news again on the show. So we've got some fucked up news stories we're going to talk about. Of course, awesome hypotheticals. We're going to discuss the mysteries of the universe with our guest today. We're going to question God, him or herself, and figure out what the hell's going on. And of course, we've got a very fun round. I brought it back. Guys, we're playing Ultimate Showdown yet again. And this time, last show we did Creepy Male Celebrities Edition. This week we're doing Creepy Female Celebrities Edition. And we're going to figure out who the creepiest female celebrity is. And then she's going to marry the ugliest, creepiest male celebrity that we had from last week, if we can remember who that is. And then, of course, we're going to end on Pop Quiz, which is based off of the Urban Dictionary, America's number one website, the Urban Dictionary. You can check it out, urbandictionary.com. And I'm going to be quizzing you guys for fantastic prizes. I'm looking around for them right now. Ah, we have, yes, we have excellent prizes to give away on the show. I found a few just now. So I'll be giving those away for the pop quiz. But other than that, Armando, how have you been?
You know, I've been living.
All right.
I've been alive.
Where's your Armando update, everybody?
Yeah.
You got your update on Armando?
Still breathing. Armando, still breathing,
still,
folks.
Still here, everybody.
Yeah, that's right.
All right, then we get that's our Armando
waka
update,
waka.
And then we got, and then of course Chris Nam, Chris Nauman.
Oh,
oh no! Oh no! Why? Oh, dude, why did I? I'm sorry.
Yes,
Christopher.
Let me do my best Chris Nauman impression.
Ladies and
yes.
gentlemen of Team
Mike
Awesome
Zimmer.
Inc. listenership, I present to thine a man of exquisite talent. A man of exquisite taste, wearing purple like a boss, Christopher Erlandson, ladies and gentlemen.
Cheers.
Not to be confused with anybody else named Chris that has been on the
not.
Show before.
Whose last name ends in son.
How are you doing, Christopher?
And has three syllables. And I'm doing wonderful,
Erlandson.
Thank you for asking.
And you're not an immortal still, right?
No, of
you're still not.
Not
an immortal, right?
Working on it.
And you've got and he's got a website as well, ChristopherErlandson.net. So be sure to check that out as well. Christopher Erlandson.
Wait, are you
serious? ChrisErlandson.net.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh,
ChrisErlandson.com
yeah.
is taken.
Yeah, the .com. He can get the .com.
Oh, okay. My .com was taken by myself. I just had some issues with...
Wait, what? So you...
Oh.
Wait, you took it from yourself?
What?
Give me that.
I just haven't
Fuck
figured
you,
out.
Me.
I am so not a technology person. I just haven't figured out how to, like... Everyone can
it's
help me.
It's not hard.
No.
You own it?
I own it on, like, GoDaddy or something. Whatever.
But you can't
but
get
I
to it?
I haven't figured out how to...
You can't...
How to, like, actually...
I thought you were in the struggle. I thought you were in the .NET struggle where someone
no,
else is
no,
taking
no, she is in the .NET struggle
my,
with herself.
With
she did it to herself. You did it to yourself, Kelly
sure,
Catlin.
It was real.
You did it to
did,
yourself.
Though.
Let me address
I'm
this camera
working
angle.
Working the issue.
Yeah. Keep going.
So how much are you willing to sell it to yourself?
To sell to
yeah,
myself?
How much are you going to sell to yourself?
How
for?
Much that's do I value that? Man, that's a good question. I don't
yeah.
even know.
How much?
I'll have to get back to myself.
Have you had any
offers for KellyCatlin.com?
From other people?
Yeah,
or
from
myself?
Other people?
Oh.
Been like for
no.
the domain?
I mean, it's not really a...
How much for KellyCatlin.com?
How much?
Yeah, if someone wanted... Yeah.
To the other Kelly Catlins out there?
Yeah, if anyone wanted to
oh,
buy it
yeah.
from you. I'm asking you how much
oh,
can
man.
I get for your domain. I want it.
You as Kelly Catlin.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
I want our
you.
Website to be KellyCatlin.com for Team Awesome.
Oh,
Mac.
Wow. Okay.
Even
yeah.
though you can check out our website, TeamAwesomeShows.com or Yotina.PodMac.com and our YouTube page. Check it out. Simmer Mike. That's right. Simmer Mike on YouTube. Like, download, subscribe. We got tremendous reaction videos there. Awesome trailer reactions. Chris Erlandson and I did a... We did a trailer reaction for a trailer. It was a tease. It was... Chris Erlandson, could you explain this to the people?
It was more of a gif
what
with
the
sound.
Fuck? It was a 15-second... It was a commercial for a commercial, but they made it seem like a trailer. And
was,
so we
it's
thought...
It's 15 seconds long.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yet we ended up doing a 10-minute video.
just
bitching about
just
this 15
whining.
Seconds.
Yeah.
By the way, it's a Tom Cruise movie coming out in 2017. There's a few other people in it. Who the fuck cares? Oh, we don't
whatever.
Know. But go check out that video. It's up on the YouTubes right now. We're going to have more reaction videos up there. We got Ghost in the Shell up there. We got, what else? Valerian, City of 1,000 Planets, all that good stuff. Logan. So go check that out. Tremendous stuff with great guests on there as well. Giving us the best reactions. Giving you good reaction. And we know you want good reaction. That got weird. I'm sorry, guys. But with speaking of weird, it can never get weird enough. You guys want it to get weirder?
What an amazing segue.
You guys want it to get weirder?
Yeah, let's do it.
Yes, okay. Yeah, you do. Here it is. It's time for What the Shit News here at Soundcast.fm. Follow our tweets at Team Awesome Inc. Follow Soundcast tweets at Soundcast.fm. And of course, like, download, subscribe, all that good stuff on our website, TeamAwesomeShows.com. It's time for the news.
You better sit, or you have a fit. You better sit, or you won't quit. You better get ready for some zingers. This news is not for beginners. What the shit? What the shit? What
News. It's time for your What the Shit News here at Soundcast.fm. Team Awesome Mank Live. We're live every Sunday, 5 to 7 p.m., but it's Saturday, and it's like around noon. So that's not true today or this week. The reason why is we're doing a pickup show for last week because we couldn't do the show last week because I was busy with my job outside of the show. I know, it's like, what? But I promise you guys I will always have a live show every week, whether it's going to be Sunday or not, we'll always make up for the previous show. With that in mind, guys, we're joined with Armando Aranda, improv comedian. We've got musician Kelly Caitlin with us, and we've got poet laureate of our time, writer, director, improv comedian as well, Christopher Erlandson, ladies and gentlemen. We got a fantastic panel for What the Shit News, and it's time to get into it. What the shit indeed. Here's our first story, guys. Bradley Charvette wants to change men's morning routines. The sex industry entrepreneur already caught the attention of people earlier this year with his plan to open up a fellatio cafe in Switzerland. Thank you, God! A fellatio cafe in Switzerland. It's based off of Thailand's blowjob bars. The idea is that a guy could come in to order a cup of joe and an escort. The wrinkle at the center of Charvette's vision, the escorts are robots. That's right, a real-life Westworld.
Wow.
We're getting a real-life Westworld
nice.
Cafe. That means
what?
He can open in London and expand aggressively in countries with less permissive sex work. That's hard to say. Less permissive sex work legislation. Let's say that three times fast. Less permissive sex work legislation.
Less permissive sex work legislation. Less permissive sex work legislation.
You melted down halfway through. This is already pretty goddamn mind-blowing. And amazing. The cafe will be open from 6 a.m. to 11 p.m., just so you know the hours of operation. And they'll serve coffee, pastries, and sex. Charvette points to scholarship, including Dr. Debbie Harbeneck's famous book for women, Because It Feels Good, that supports his claim about ejaculation being a good way to start the day. Well, actually, I can't disagree with that. With talking sex robots with warm genitals on their way, Charvette thinks the pump is primed, as it were. God, this is creepy.
Really creepy.
I didn't write this. I swear to God. I know it sounds like I wrote it.
Sure.
It's Huffington Post.
Very respectable publication.
Yes, very respectable. Inverse spoke to Charvette about his vision, the diminishing importance of privacy, pricing, and the robots he's looking to hire. What kind of sex robots are we going to have? Who's going to make them? Where are we going to get them from? So what was the inspiration for the fellatio cafe in Switzerland? And what made people want to open a sex robot cafe in London? And why specifically London? Apparently, the London public is willing to engage with the idea. And like Geneva, London is one of the world's most popular cities for business. You can find tons of escorts and mistresses everywhere. Do you think that means that the public there wants sex robots? Brothels with human workers in London are not legal, robots are not a choice, and it's not ridiculous to think about this idea right now. You cannot imagine how many people are ready to give sex robots a try in 2016. I'm one of them. I'll give them a try. Why not? I'm not beyond that shit. I've seen Westworld. We asked thousands of potential customers, and they were very curious and eager. I'm sure they were. There is an opportunity in being the first to provide that service. Have you started looking into buying the robots already? They asked him. And what companies are you buying from and how much are you investing in each robot? They asked. We are in discussions with a company called My Silicone Love Doll to do a test quite soon. We are thinking about a rental service. Prices are between $1,000 and $3,000. Interesting. So this is sounding more and more like a Westworld situation. And this brings up lots of questions. Prostitution, AI, the singularity to an extent. And sex stuff.
Well,
where did the AI come in?
No pun intended.
Well, I mean, you would probably need them to, like, if you wanted them to be realistic, I'm thinking Westworld. I can't get Westworld out of my head. So all I can think of are the robots in Westworld, the hosts, who have, like, artificial intelligence.
Yeah.
So they're able to improvise. They do have scripted dialogue, but then there's a missing part, which is, like, supposedly consciousness or whatever.
Yeah.
And that's essentially, like, the foundations of what AI would be. In that world.
Oh, so I meant for the cafes. Like,
that's what I'm saying.
Do the robots talk back?
I want
or is
them
it just
be,
like a blow-up doll kind of thing?
I think they should be
like a
dumb.
Sex toy kind of thing.
They should be dumb. Whether they're female robots or male robots, they need
the
to be dumb.
The market has spoken.
Think about it. Some dumb guy who you can, or dumb lady that you can just be like, hey, like I'm like you're a robot.
Just says, okay.
Okay, fine. Like, whatever. I got a lot of customers. Hurry up. I mean, you wouldn't want them to be like smart. You wouldn't want them to be like, you know, like talk about like, I just don't know what life is about. You know, I don't want that. I want to have sex. I don't want to talk about the mysteries of the universe with you. You're a robot for sex.
Well, will they talk? I mean, would it be like Siri?
That's exactly it.
Well, yeah. I want them to make.
Well, Google says that.
You're in the middle of banging robot, and you're like, hey, what was the Jets score last night?
Hey Siri, what time is it?
Actually, they won 5-6. And you're like, oh yeah, nice.
Can you help me in Uber?
I don't think Asimov had this in mind when he came up with the robot laws, the three primary robot laws. Well, what do you think, guys? For or against sex robots? I guess we'll start with the lady in the room, Kelly Catlin. Yeah, she's already dead. She's like, oh, God, here we go.
So ready for the... No.
Yeah, here we go. What do you think? Sex bots, like, as a lady, what do you think about this? Because, men are more like... free or like whatever, like, yeah, okay, we'll get sex bots here. But with ladies, I'm sure it's a different scenario.
I mean, as long as their rights are protected, then I think it's okay.
Oh, interesting. So you think robot that they should rights. Have robo rights? Robo law. We need
no,
robo rights.
I mean, in general, like, I mean, the health ramifications too.
Like they have to be clean.
Well, yeah, but like, you know, yeah. I would imagine that maybe STDs aren't quite as common in robots.
Right. Well, that's true. Yeah. And they would be, you're absolutely right about that. There would be no, sorry, I just threw something away on my computer. That's what that sounded
like. Surprised me. I was like, oh, okay.
That was a sound effect. I totally meant to put that to punctuate your sentence. No, you're right. I mean, like, because if they're self-cleaning or whatever, like if they have a system that's designed to prevent the spread of STDs or HIV or anything like that, I mean, it would honestly be a better alternative considering, I mean, like, the actual real life scenario.
But who's making money on this, though?
Companies, the corporations are. I mean, okay. The robots don't, they're literally just robots. Then they trick us, like, they're, like, we want to, we... Like in Westworld, sorry, we project humanity
seen this.
Onto them.
Westworld.
It's on HBO, and if you don't,
is it?
I'm surprised you don't know about it.
I'm surprised.
It's like I'm actually kind of.
Do you live under a rock?
No, like seriously, it's a cultural milestone right now. That show.
Oh,
that
okay.
It's like honestly, it's up there with Breaking
it's
Bad.
It's our moon landing.
For me, it's that good.
Yes.
It's as good as a moon landing.
As
for me.
Good as the moon landing.
You know what?
Okay.
Better than sliced bread. Westworld is better than sliced bread.
That's
I said it. Yeah, I said it. Fuck sliced bread. Westworld. I'll live on that when I'm poor.
I don't want to slice my bread, though.
Nah, I know, right? Yeah, well, you're going to have to slice it, Kelly, because Westworld's better. You kind of superimpose that idea of humanity over the robot so that you can imagine. But then there's still that thing in the back of your head where you're like, it's not real. So, I don't know. It's a conflicting thing. I think it's a better alternative, and I am supporting this. I think this is fine. I don't see an issue with this. Now, let's go to the gentleman. Gents, what do we think?
I'm going. Do it.
Let's do it. Sex bots.
Sex bots.
Today. Let's do it.
Yesterday.
Yes. Fuck yeah, bro.
Yes.
Sex bots. It's the future. Sorry.
Hold hands skipping into the sex robot cafe.
Welcome to the future. Chris Erlandson, thoughts on the sex bots?
They're not...
Sex bot thoughts.
What's, like, the mechanism? Like, I still don't understand. Like, I get that there's sex bots, but is it, like, is it a full-on, like... Android kind of thing that
it's like a real doll, but it can move around.
So
but it's probably gonna be like Pirates of the
doing.
Caribbean.
Seems
oh,
uncomfortable.
No.
It seems like a very high tech like sex toy.
You ever been to Chuck E. Cheese's?
Oh god,
they're gonna be like that. The first generation
animatronics.
They're gonna be like,
that's
I love you.
Oh,
yeah,
no,
yeah.
Sex
me, sex me so hard. Give me so much sex. Sex me.
Five Nights at Freddy's.
That's what they're gonna. Yes, it's gonna be like that. Oh my god.
So,
yes, I would like the sex. I'm done. No, you will give me more sex. It's like, oh god, no. Their primary directive is
I can't let you do that.
I can't. Like, you can't leave until you give me sex. Like, I gave you sex. No, I did. I survived. On sex, somehow, that's like a nightmare and a dream scenario for me. So I don't know. I guess overall, we're okay as long as it's safe, as long as the robots don't have superhuman strength and, like, you know, rip people apart. I don't know. Like, Kelly, speaking for women, as per usual.
Speaking for all women.
Speaking for all women. All women everywhere forever.
Oh, God.
Yeah, no pressure at all. But speaking for all of the females, speaking for all the women in this country and the world at large. What do you, like, do you think ladies would be, like into this idea? Do you think this is something that they'd be like, oh, no, I don't need that. I can just get laid whenever I want.
I think it would be different than the guy ones. Mm, you know, like the guy one, like you said, they wouldn't talk probably.
Mm. Yeah, Kelly! Yeah, Kelly Kellen! Oh! Nice.
I mean, nice. Maybe
please tell me more about your day.
Yeah, oh, I'm so curious about your day.
I'm curious.
God. Kelly with the
let
save.
Me give you a foot rub.
With the save. Yeah. I know, it would be like,
so you,
read,
so hold on a sec.
Read a book tonight.
Yeah, Kelly.
Let's cuddle.
All right, hold on. All right, so Kelly, what you're telling me is that you don't want the male sex bots to talk. You don't want them to talk.
Oh, I'm the voice of all women, though.
Yes.
They would, but they would have certain scripts, probably.
So it would be like, how was your day?
How was your day?
How are you
that
feeling?
Rough.
Oh. Oh. Let me rub your feet. Like, Armandus, let me rub your feet. Let me rub your back. It would probably be more romantic.
It would.
Probably be more intimate,
would,
like, in that way. Like, in that way. But, it, like, the females would just be like, I don't know, Caitlyn Jenner? Miley Cyrus? I don't know. Like, just a big old whore. They'd probably just be like, hey, what's going on? You're hot. Like, that's... what? You're hot, I wanna fuck, yeah. I know, I do. Because I'm a sex bot. I'm always up for it. I wouldn't want that one, no.
Actually, now that I think about it. You're speaking for all men.
Again, it's the first generation of sex bots, so. No, I can't speak for all men. We're going to make Armando do that today. Armando, you're speaking for all the men today.
Yes.
Kelly, you're speaking for all the ladies. Chris and I will be speaking for the rest.
Robots?
We're gonna speak. Well, you're gonna speak for the immortals, and then I'm gonna speak for the creeps.
Okay.
Clearly.
What?
Who have no gender.
Yeah, so they have no gender. Well, actually, yeah. I mean, Tilda Swinton has no gender, right? She's creepy.
I mean, wait, is that true? Wait, is that true? What?
No. Jamie Lee Curtis is true. She was born a hermaphrodite, and then her parents chose her gender. She could have easily been a man. Jamie Lee Curtis from Halloween, the first Halloween.
Yeah.
And
what else was she in?
Yeah.
What else was she in other than Halloween? Let's see. Let's
I know,
go down
since
the
1972,
list.
What else has she done?
It's, Jamie Lee Curtis.
I wasn't even born yet.
I don't know.
Who fucking knows? Some other movies and shit. She's great. True Lies. True Lies with Arnold Schwarzenegger. Mm-hmm. Sorry. Oh, God. That's
but
the 90s.
Is that true? Or is
yeah,
that just...
that's true. And she's admitted that in the past before.
Huh.
But yeah, so I don't know how we got into the hermaphrodite thing. But when you talk sex bots, things get weird.
Oh, he's talking for men. That's what.
Yeah. So basically, I guess we're all okay with this. The male delegation, speaking for all straight males, Armando.
Oh, yes.
We're down. Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Speaking for the female delegation. All the ladies, you down?
With reason, they have
to be sensitive.
With reason, they have to be sensitive.
And they can't kill you.
Yes,
they
that
can.
Would be
yeah.
probably priority number one.
Well, then, and then
two that yeah. is sensitive.
For the men, it's okay.
Yeah,
you know,
that's fine.
Just a little.
They can kill me. It's
give
fine.
A little
well, the female robots might need to have protection, like parameters for some dudes. The weirdies. Sorry, I looked at you, Armando. There was no reason for that.
I mean,
I did. And my eyes literally went over to
Armando. I would like a variable chokehold strength, you know.
Fair enough. So things get a little rough sometimes.
You know how much you like, you know.
And vice versa.
Like a release command.
Thank you, yeah.
I can imagine that going very poorly.
Safe word is always, we know the safe word is always bubblegum. That's always the safe word. And if it's not bubblegum, it's pineapple. So say bubblegum or pineapple or both, and you'll be fine, and the sex bots will stop choking you.
What if
you'll be
you
okay.
can't say it because you're being choked?
Oh, right.
Until a battery dies.
Yeah, then you have to...
halfway through the safe word.
Well, then you got to figure that shit out. I'm sorry, you're on your own. If you're up against a rogue sex bot choking you, you're fucked. I'm sorry, you're going to die. You can't stop it. It's gone apeshit. It's literally, its programming is fucked. It's gone all Westworld. Ooh, check it out, HBO, Sunday nights. Sorry. The show's not brought to you by anything. All right, here's the next story. Here's the next one.
Not even Squarespace?
Well, yeah. Hey, Squarespace, the new website, teamawesomeshows.com.
See, that's my .net one.
Enter in promo code.
I'm not kidding.
I'm sorry, what was that, Kelly?
The .net is Squarespace. Like,
oh, it is?
But my .com isn't.
Oh, wait.
So now GoDaddy... I have to somehow switch over my domain. Yeah, anyway, this is an ongoing
But what is that website?
What is what?
Your website.
KellyCatlin.net.
What? What is
net.
It? It's KellyCatlin.net.
How do you spell it? Is it with a C?
With a
C-K?
With the Catlin part? Well, okay, Kelly is spelled normally. I'm not
and
one
then
of those
Catlin
weird
is spelled,
that spells it like K-E-L-I.
No, no, I'll spell
it.
Catlin is spelled
C-A-T,
no, no, no,
like meow.
No, it's spelled Q-U-T-R-L-Z.
Silent H.
Z. Wait.
Three.
That's how the
for
English
those
say
for those that's my next website.
Yes. Oh, nice. Okay, cool.
You know, you just gotta go through all the spellings.
This is gonna
I
be
should
fantastic.
Also get KellyCatlin.net so
just
that,
in case.
So people, when they inevitably right. call me that.
You're right.
I'm like, yeah, KellyCatlin.net.
KellyCatlin, yeah.
Gets forwarded to KellyCatlin.net.
Just buy them all up while they're like $4.
Buy up Caitlin Kelly.
Caitlin Kelly, yeah, all the variations on it.
Every single teacher I've ever had has always been like, Caitlin.
All right, so moving on to this next story here. Closing Time by Semisonic is a song so catchy it's almost criminal. And the proof comes from a woman in Forest Grove, Oregon, who called police because she was annoyed by a quote-unquote jackass guy who kept whistling the tune near her house. This is the ultimate real-life trolling, according to the Oregon Live. Captain Mike Herb, that's right, Captain Mike Herb of the Forest Grove Police Department admits he's not sure why the woman was angry enough to call the authorities. We got a quote from Captain Mike Herb. He says, "It's not clear if the caller would have been more or less upset if it was a different genre or whether it was just the talent lacking in the whistling. We're not sure." But that was his quote for thetimes.com. Take a listen to refresh your ears for the song Closing Time, but be warned, you may not get that song out of your head. We all know this song. Let's whistle it because we can get away with whistling it. Let's whistle it for this lady in Oregon. Ready?
We're old.
Closing time.
Oh,
one last call. I can't sing
I
anymore.
I didn't even get that
copyright.
From your whistling. Come on. No.
Well, we're not flautists like you are, Kelly Catlin. Kelly Catlin. Kelly Catlin.
Kelly Catlin. Kelly Catlin.
Kitty Catlin. That's another one you should get. Get another domain. So, yeah, speaking of, one of the hypothetical question we had about 2 weeks ago was, what's one song you would play over and over again to torture someone? This is
this is
one of those songs. Closing Time. This has got to be one of those songs. What's another song that if whistled over and over again would drive you insane? I think that would be any song, but one of mine is
Actually,
the theme song to Bonanza. The theme song to Bonanza.
You always feel like you're in a hurry.
Yeah, it makes me feel like, and if I hear that in my head, I'm like, I better hurry up and go. The horses are coming, and then the cavalry will be here. What's a song you would pick, Armando, to just annoy the shit out of a lady in Oregon?
Oh, the go-to is always Barney.
You know, I love you, you love me. Copyright, no more songies.
With a big fact.
Kelly Catlin, what do you got for most annoying song?
And most annoying song.
To whistle at someone.
To whistle at someone.
Yeah,
like,
why not?
What, like Wonderwall? I don't know.
Oh my god, yeah! Wonderwall! Cause maybe kind of it was
brings people back to a dark place, you know, in so many ways.
Totally.
Back to middle school.
Oh my god, yeah, really.
Like
seriously.
I said, a dark place.
But you know what? The opening and closing of that song is great. It's just the whole middle part.
It's just the whole thing.
That would be another one that would annoy the shit out of people. Yeah. That's all. And Chris Erlandson, what do you got? Annoying song to whistle.
Call Me Maybe.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
Oh, man.
I didn't think about that.
So here's my number. Call Me Maybe. Ah, stop. No. That's actually not a bad whistle. That's a good whistling. You're a good whistler.
I'm a professional whistler. I'm in choir, actually. Oh, you know.
You're in whistle choir.
You're in whistle choir, eh? Indeed. How do you get into whistle choir? Oh, like
audition
that?
Only.
Like that?
That's how you're auditioning.
Secret whistle.
I can't get in. I'm not that good at whistling. All right. Well, I guess we've pretty much surmised that this is one of the best ways to troll someone, honestly. The man, we got a quote from the man because the police caught the guy.
They caught him.
Because they questioned him. And he said that the reason why he kept whistling for so long was because the lady initially said, she was like, "Oi, you can't quit whistling." or some variation thereof. Like, that's annoying the shit out of me, that is, Chim Chim Chiru, even though she's from Oregon, Forest Grove. And he was like, well, fuck you. I'm just getting, in his mind, I'm sure, he's like, well, I'm just, fuck her. I'm going to keep whistling this song. This is going to be, I'm going to see how long it takes to piss her off to call the police. I'm sure he did that. I'm sure he was just pleased as punch when the cops showed up. He's like, I was just whistling, officers. I don't know what the problem is. I'd be a real asshole. I'd be like, I don't know why she's so mad. I was just whistling. I was enjoying
it, doesn't sound
my day
bad when you like, yeah.
I was just, in a was, merry mood. Yeah. I felt like whistling. I saw the squirrels in the trees. It was a merry day.
And singing then, with the birds.
And then this bitch,
gets all
she calls
business.
Me a cunt in an English accent out of nowhere. I had to keep whistling, officer.
Of course.
And then the cop would just be like, you know what, sir? You're absolutely right. Have a good day. And he'd tip his hat, and he'd go over to the lady and arrest her immediately. Take her to jail.
I like how the captain just kept going on. It's like, well, it's... Or maybe it was a reporter. I don't know. We're not sure if it's a
genre. We're honestly not sure here. It could be a different genre. But maybe it was the lack of talent and the whistling. We're not sure.
The lack of talent, yeah. The intonation.
Talent lacking in the whistling.
He was out of tune.
Yeah. We're not sure.
Our best people are looking into the situation. We'll keep you updated.
We don't have any audio on it, unfortunately. If we had the proof, we would definitely let you know. Yeah, it's unfortunate, man, but I think that's great.
This we're guy, getting a warrant to I suit do, supremacists now.
I think this is great. I think this is a great way. Like,
it's very early. We got to get more.
We got to get protesters to do this. Protesters, start whistling at protest. And if you whistle closing time, just go. Like, if you're at a protest, if you can get everyone to start whistling closing time, that will annoy the fuck out of everyone.
Do you remember the Scientology? Like, some guys were protesting Scientology, and they were just keeping on playing Never Gonna Give You Up.
Oh, yeah, they Rickrolled them. They were Rickrolling people.
Yeah, Rickrolling
never gonna
people.
Give you up. Never gonna turn you down. Copyright infringement. The song is
that wasn't bad.
Thanks. Yeah. No. You hear it enough, and you know your brain just melts and turns into Rick Astley. It's fucking horrible. Anyway, I'm fine though.
We have to rebuild you.
Don't worry. We'll reprogram later. Next story up, you guys. By the way, closing thoughts on this. Pretty funny. I mean, come on. You got to admit. I mean, even though
it's hilarious.
I mean, come on. That's a great way to to piss someone off legally, to legally annoy someone. like that's. I'm gonna remember this for the future. So we're all down with it, right?
Yes.
Okay. That lady was way off base.
No.
All right. That's what we took from it. Okay. That's the takeaway. All right, guys. Tis the season. If you're in the season mood, that is, it's December. And of course, we're going to get some what the shit Christmas news. And we got a political one. A mall Santa Claus in Sanford, Florida was removed from his job last week after telling a child that Hillary Clinton is on his naughty list. What an asshole! Santa, no! Santa, why? Santa, no! Oh, wow.
Oh, that's hilarious. Oh.
The Santa, who hasn't been publicly named for his own safety, I'm sure, reportedly told a little girl she was on his nice list. But the mother says Santa then asked the girl, do you know who's on my naughty list? He brought it up.
Oh, my God.
He brought it up himself. Do you know who's on Santa's naughty list? Hillary Clinton. Before laughing.
Zero.
He laughed after. I'm sure he did that, like, in a very maniacal laughter. I'm looking at Chris Erlinson for maniacal.
Neither I don't know what you're talking about.
You know, maniacal. You understand. You're wearing a purple skirt. You look like a villain right now.
Wearing a purple skirt. It's all purple down here.
Did I say skirt?
No one can see down below. But it's actually wearing a purple skirt.
I thought I said scurf. I thought I said purple scurf.
Yeah.
Purple skirt.
What's a scurf?
Scarf skirt. Just a long...
Seriously?
Yeah.
Did we just create
that?
Just
wrap a scarf. Wow. You wrap a long scarf.
I'm catching it.
Now we're going to see that on the runways.
Kelly, keep going. It's when you wrap a scarf around your body to the point that you have a skirt, so it's a scurf?
Yes.
Done. We created it today. The scurf is born on this day.
I mean...
2016, year of our Lord. This is a great scenario. I mean, it's horrible, but it's funny as fuck. The mother says Santa then asks the girl, oh yeah, we already went through that part. Do you know who is on Santa's naughty list? Hillary Clinton. Then he laughed methodically and maniacally. Neither the woman nor her daughter thought that was funny, as they were Clinton supporters.
They including the seven-year-old girl.
The seven-year-old girl?
The Clinton supporters.
Come on, Huffington Post.
These are spewing political facts.
Son of a bitch.
Did you know that Clinton...
Well, you know, some kids are actually highly intelligent. Like I don't know why. Maybe it's because they have all the information they need on, like, little tablets.
It's like on their iPhone.
Like, they can look up everything and know anything they want when they want to know it.
Robot children.
Robo kids. We got robo kids all of a sudden. Fucking great. Damn it. Now we got to feed them, too.
What? I thought that's the whole point. You don't have to feed them.
No, you got to give them, like... energy somehow.
You gotta give them batteries.
Just plug them into the wall.
It's a couple double A's.
Yeah.
And then they just die, and then you reset them. Yeah. You know how it works.
Yeah. They start, like, throwing a fit. You just, like, take out their battery. Like,
a company spokesman said the Clinton comment was meant to be a joke. All right. They complained to mall officials, who then relayed the comments to the Nori Programs, a Colorado-based company that contracts Santas. There's a Santa contracting company, and it's called the Nori N-O-E-R-R Programs, and other places around the country as well. So they said it was meant to be a joke. Still, Santa was removed from his post and sent to counseling with the company's human resource. They sent Santa to counseling.
Is that because of his political beliefs?
Santa's having a hard time this year. Santa needs to go away for a while. Sorry, little boys and girls. No Christmas this year. Santa's gone crazy. Oh, that's horrible. So Santa's in counseling right now with the Human Resources Department. The NORAE programs then released this statement on Facebook. Santa is a universal symbol of peace, joy, and goodwill for all. The Santa mentioned in the recent reports in Florida is still employed by us in a different location. Santa was given additional training.
Far away.
In Nova Scotia, Halifax. Santa was given additional training to ensure that he remains in the character of Santa during all future appearances. Our unwavering mission is to create magic, inspire smiles, and capture memories for the young and young at heart. Well, all right, fair enough, Nori Programs. So this is like the Catholic Church version of taking a priest out who did some fucked up shit in a church and putting them in, like, some place in South Africa so then that way they don't get in trouble. Yeah, so this is their version. Santa said something political, so they removed him from that mall and they placed him safely in another mall, didn't release his name, and protected him and his political views. Mm. In this scenario... I'm okay with that. I'm okay with them protecting this guy because, like, okay, it's his opinion. It's just, it's politics. I know people take politics very seriously, but even Santa has the right to the First Amendment, okay? And yeah, he's in character. What if that Santa character that he had created was a Trump supporter? Like, what if that was a part of his character development? I mean, as, you know, speaking actorly wise, I don't know. Chris Erlandson, what do you think? Santa making political statements. I mean, obviously he shouldn't. As a director, what would you say to this Santa?
No.
What would you say?
What would you say?
Like, literally, someone pulled you aside. Absolutely we're like, hold not. On. I'm your assistant. Look, we just had a Santa tell one of the kids that Hillary Clinton was on the naughty list. What do you want to... How do you want to handle this? Like, what are you going to direct
him? I'd say you're fired.
Fired?
Yeah,
oh, shit.
I would just pull that reverse Trump
okay,
on
can
him.
We just put him in another mall? He's fired.
No. I think that's too extreme. Because I think it's like, it's one of those, what is it called? Like brain fart. It's just like you're just enjoying yourself. You think maybe it's not stigmatized.
You're right, man. He probably had a long day. Probably had a lot of kids coming in, and he's just like, God damn it, go away. I'm sick of all this shit. And then finally, he just thought, you know what? I'm just gonna say it. I'm just gonna say it. You know who's on Santa's naughty list? Yeah. That Hillary goddamn Clinton.
Don't go away.
Santa didn't mean it.
Don't tell your mom.
Yeah. Then everyone wonders why Santa's a drunk. I didn't mean to say that out loud. Santa's not a drunk. He's fine. He's fine. Santa's not. He's not an addict.
What?
No.
I didn't.
Shit. All right, guys. We're gonna
take you to another podcast.
Let me explain.
Another location.
The original Santa Claus Saint Nicholas Claus, he, a German saint, he would take rum with him to stay warm.
The original one?
Yes.
This is part of the original, like...
So he would take rum with him to stay warm. That's why he had rosy cheeks. That's why he was always jolly. He was drunk.
He was drunk on rum.
Like on some sort of liquor, or I think it was like glug or something, like whatever.
What the hell's glug?
That stuff that they make every year. It's like that hot serves liqueur. You pour, it's like a syrup almost made with like fruit and wine. I think it's a Polish thing. I don't know. It's called glug. Yeah, I mean, Santa would go around, get drunk. He'd get drunk, do some whittling, give the whittles to the kids as toys. Santa was, sounds great, actually. That was a good time.
Great guy. I do have one question. How did this escalate to like being in the papers? Because I figured
because
it
was politics, man. Because it's Christmas and politics. It was Hillary Clinton and Trump. And it was like we're mixing Santa and the holidays with politics, so it's like that's why it's kind of fucked up. That's why it's a what the shit news. It's because Santa shouldn't be saying Hillary Clinton's on my naughty list, you know. You know, it's like, or even Trump for that matter. He shouldn't say that about any political figure. He probably shouldn't talk politics at all. He's fucking Santa, you know.
I never thought about that. Like, is Santa liberal or conservative? Like, I never really. What do you think?
Well, he wears red.
Okay, so just
and he is on a Christian holiday,
and he does like give things to people.
And he's an old white guy. Santa's a racist. I said it. Santa Claus is a goddamn racist. Yeah, that's right. What? Bring it on, Santa. Bring it on, you fat buck. I'll kick your ass, Santa.
Hey,
I got real.
I'm not.
Yeah, that's right. Take it, Claus. You've had it too good for too long. I'm taking you to the streets. Okay. So at the end of the day, Santa shouldn't make political statements. All right, that's what we're claiming.
Especially when he's on the clock.
Yeah,
right?
When Santa's on the clock, he maybe had some rum, stay in character, a little flask, a little bad Santa action. Billy Bob Thornton, by the way, that's out. If you guys want to see that Bad Santa 2, totally. No dose. Yeah, the first Bad Santa, loved it. Great holiday comedy. What? Kelly Catlin?
Oh my gosh!
Kelly Catlin hasn't seen Bad Santa? That's like one of the greatest holiday comedies.
I mean, you'd be surprised how many movies I haven't seen.
Yeah, well, damn it. Man. All right.
What was this other HBO like TV show?
Westworld.
Westworld, yeah. You got to watch that too. Yeah. That's your assignment.
I live under some kind of rock.
Don't worry. We'll figure this all out for you later, Kelly Catlin. But don't forget, you can check Kelly Catlin out on her website, kellycatlin.net.
.net.
She also has a .com, but don't go to it yet.
Stay tuned.
Stay tuned. Don't go to it yet. Just know that it's there and she owns it. And if you want it, you have to pay her for it, goddammit. Of course, also on the .net side, we got ChrisErlinson.net. You can check him out there at his website. And of course, for Armando, you can go to www.itsfuckingcorporatewhateverman.com.
Yeah,
that's his website. All caps. And of course, you can check out our website, teamawesomeshows.com. Follow our tweets at Team Awesome. You can follow Soundcast tweets at Soundcast FM.
This has been Team Awesome. You're at Team Awesome Inc.
Wink, wink.
Shut up. Yeah.